We're gathered for a business meeting at the bookstore. Greetings, Commander. Well, no greetings, Commander. I think probably I should go ahead and read while you get settled down.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. I take no exception to ones who would come and tarry with us on this journey, even if they be in disagreement with me. For I believe that if a man has open mind, he will come to see in the light of that which is. However, it is most amazing how much preaching and presentation you have today on this idea that somehow you think you can walk with God, but you don't find it necessary to agree with Him. Are you efforting to change God's mind about something or another to fit your opinions and physical plain teachings and learning? Then why do you effort to change we, the hosts, who come only in service to the great Spirit Source? Many ask, yea, demand, that I soothe of their feathers and pronounce that which is old, which is not okay, to somehow be okay, because it is they, and they somehow are above and beyond the regular lessons. None are above and beyond the truth just because you disagree with it. All are equal in both capability with God and subject to His higher lessons, that which is beyond opinion of man. But you might say there are those who are retarded and therefore not equal. Ah, but those are already in a state of grace, for they cannot help their ignorance. It seems quite appropriate that you think on these things, for it would appear that you believe you can put aside His word and not teach it and not obey it and actually cast aspersions on it and yet still walk with God. But He said, can two walk together unless they be agreed? Then He gives some little proverbs. I suppose you might refer to them. Quote, will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where there is no bait placed for him? Amos 3:4-5, if you place no food in the trap with which to lure the bird, will he simply hop into thine snare? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid?
I want to interrupt. I'm Yorgos Seriz Athan. And I come in service to Holy God. I don't need to speak for anyone, most especially my own people. But if you think, as a leader of the hosts of God, that I'm not going to bait those snares, then you'd best think again. And if ones think that they can walk with God and not agree with God, then that requires a great deal of thought. Every man has right and free will in all of his opinions and his actions. I make no apology, none. Zero. I would apologize on my knees were I to be so weak as to allow the adversary within my places to pull you down farther and harder. You better believe I'm going to bait every trap I lay. And you better realize that the woolly worms are coming out of the woodwork wholesale to make their objections even to that which is not said. And what kind of a rinky-dink commander do you think I would be if I gave them no reason to come out and identify themselves? You wouldn't waste your time in here. I'd have maybe 10 people in this room, and every one of them would be still searching for themselves according to the rules of man. I make no limits on any man. This is a private place. We're allowed to use it, and we graciously appreciate it. And ones have to understand there is separation of everything that is done here. You bet I'm going to bait those traps, and you bet I'm catching the birds. Go ahead, Oberly. Larry, by the way, is not one of them.
Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? That's Amos 5 and 6. These are quite simple questions with quite obvious answers that any rational person would be able to respond. That of the lion: will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? In America, you don't have many lions, but ask of those in places wherein dwell the lions. The lion is very quiet, never makes any noise until he catches his prey, slays it, is lord over it, and then he roars in order to keep away the other animals and other lions so that they get it not. Do you ever watch a cat in the cheese? Or in the chase.
Well, interesting.
Yeah. Do you ever watch a cat in the chase of what he believes to be prey? He will crouch and slither and be as soundless as possible. How many of you babble and babble about the prey and boast of your opinions only to find that the fruit is actually driven from you by your tittering and noisy opinions of how things should be according to you? In Amos, God is simply asking some of these things to give an idea that there is a natural order of events. Certain things happen when other things happen. There are always causes and effects. He is just using some of the things of nature to show that there is a certain other thing, that there is a certain cause and it has a certain effect. If there is a certain action, then a certain other thing follows. Even to the idea that shall a trumpet be blown in the city, the people shall be afraid. If someone sets off the alarm, which the people understand as meaning enemy attack or war or danger, there is an immediate fear and response. People do not go about and say, "What do you seem to think about this? Do you think it is too loud or too soft?" No, that is not what they ask. There is an immediate reaction when a certain thing takes place. Further, the mighty Lord God will not produce an event without disclosing his intentions to his servants and prophets. This means that he keeps we of the host pretty well informed about why his actions are as they are, what is acceptable, and what lessons must be attended, that man may have guidelines with which have long since been voted out as modern living irritants. In other words, the very religious protocols are degraded to meet the desires of modern civilization. It is heard all the time. God asks these rather innocuous questions first to show you that there is a natural order of events. The lion is quiet until he gets his prey. Then he roars. They all do that. It is a natural thing for them to do. Birds are not caught in a snare unless there is bait in the snare. Then he says, but the Lord will not do anything, not even the natural course of events, or produce an event without disclosing his intentions to his servants, the prophets. In other words, the warnings will always be presented well in advance, even if man chooses to ignore them. If you disagree with the teachings as presented and yet assume to walk with me or any other one, you delude yourself. You are only running along beside them if you are not with them. You can chat and travel in the same general direction, keep each other company, etc., but you are not with that one. Call us evil and yet still demand. How is it that ones call us evil and satanic and then demand that we give unto them reward of our own sweat and that which God gives for healing and living principle? How dare ones demand use of the very substance produced through and by us, and yet deny us in every heinous manner, yet subtle, that there is? Why would God or anyone else give into your hands that which you can then use to, in effort to destroy his very work and word? What mean ye? You owe this to me, because it is of God. I am the steward of that which God sends through me. While you continue to batter my people, through whom these wondrous gifts are made whole by their labors through the 24 hours of every day, year in and year out, why should you have anything of wondrous and miraculous portent? You who destroy in one breath to one side of thine face and demand and implore from the other, gives only one intent unto God. Yes, we do not. Yes, we do have that which offers opportunity for total revitalizing and restoration of the body and mind. But I ask for even one valid reason that we should dump it all over mankind. You who would deny me, why should I not deny thee? If you, quote, if you deny me, then I shall deny you before our Father, so saith the Lord. Who be I? So assume more, or to assume more. I give no thing to please of any man. I give that which is truth, as presented by God unto me. If the words fall as too tight-fitting shoes upon thine feet, so be it. The liberator grows more and more into the voice of the people. I shall not change observations because ones take offense at the results of foolish actions. I make no mention of who deliberately puts his brother at disadvantage or who in ignorance makes errors when the outcome is the same, the downfall of any brother. I use as example the request that you readers do not fill in those CDR question forms. Why? Because even the intent of the request be in total loving innocence, so that a listing of patriots can be available and a rally list be tucked away, you have no control of those listings with all that information, right down to were you ever a member of the CIA, etc., and where do you receive your information? When the government SWAT teams come to take all those lists and computers and entire office operations, even if the intent be pure, the brothers are going to be picked up and held responsible for what they have placed into the hands which cannot hold such information in privacy. The full thrust of the patriots and citizens is to have privacy. Many books are written and most of you have utilized them, only to go blow your own cover in less than 5 minutes while filling out every damnable question which nails you to the cause. I don't have to make comment about the intent of the ones who trigger these ideas and actions. They are foolish in the presentation any way you look at it. Patriots? Fine and wonderful. How do you know? Is it wise to get on a list that can get you hanged for treason and subversive action? The intent may well be pure and beyond reproach in goodness, but the road to hell is paved, Chilas, with good intentions. Further, I care not whether the CDR began and yet may be a fully and simple patriot gathering resource. by its very public identification of self as representing that which is domestic instead of foreign, the CFR, you bring the spyglass upon the organization as if you had planned it that way. Do you know who might be a setup in such an organization? Why test it even? If you use that logic and reason which you desire, or claim to desire, in your privacy and wish for anonymity, why would you deliberately break every rule for same and sign up for the blacklist if it falls into the adversary's hands? No one with full intent for your well-being would even suggest such a thing, save in intent to do you harm or ignorantly be over-exuberant and enthusiastic. Most of the letters I get from readers ask to remain anonymous for protection and security. Would I be worthy of any trust if I then gave all information, including address, history, activities, phone numbers, etc., into a listing which could really cost your very lives and those of your family? I do not give these suggestions in insult. I give them to remind you to take caution. You can participate without such blatant revealing of your persons. This is not even necessarily a reprimand to ones who suggest it. If in good intent, it is simply incredibly foolish unless you work for the enemy. Also, you who write in defense of seeming insult to your person and quote a thing from a given issue of the Liberator are showing more ignorance. For every insulting defensive and insulting reply regarding same is covered in detail in other issues of the same paper. We are not a political rag, and we are not in competition with any patriot group, paper, or person. We will be a voice for the people as long as there is ability to do so. We shall present both sides of every issue as offered to us, and in the ending the discernment shall be made. Some ones think it is fine for them to speak out in error and then, when called on the matter, claim liability but will mock and decry a fixed press and media. I am not here to insult or blast anyone. I am here to cause you to think. My mission is great indeed, and some ones, through careless or deliberate actions and presentations, have caused great loss of time and ability to thwart the administration, then and now. You ones continue to shoot yourself in your feet and then wonder why God doesn't fix it for you. Well, this time some of you also shot me in the feet, and I am quite openly and frankly irritated about the foolishness. Now, you either did it in ignorance or deliberately. You be the judge, for I have not time nor inclination for the task. There are many, many ways to become the tools of the adversary without ever knowing as much. Acts of seeming goodness and in the name of God are most often the worst. This is far worse than simply cursing with use of the Lord's name. This is actually invoking the lie in the name of God. This is a very, very large debt incurred upon self to be paid at that great meeting day. By the way, that great meeting day gets closer and closer. He who walks with God and with we of the hosts shall be ready, willing, and able to make that ascent into the wondrous places of the cosmos and infinite journey, physically and consciously. Where will you be? At the foot of the ark, as the water swamps you, while you just laugh and ridicule? You are entering the photon belt, which bears rays of invisible light, which shall kill your physical bodies and, at the least, make you very, very sick and mutant. God utilizes that very light to raise his people beyond and into higher being. Where will you be? He offers not his treasures unto his enemy. We will not bore readers with more on this subject, but we will speak of these things in the meeting, and ones who wish to sort of references, etc., shall find it on the tapes through the Word. I cannot take time for each, and yet, as with my precious Susie, I read the confusion and concern. These things must be spoken of for each of you out there across the land who serve as anyone is serving here deserves response and open discussion of that which is going on at headquarters as a very loose definition. Ones of you who pass the books and chair the papers deserve to know that which transpires, most specifically as affects the very word itself. All ones embarking with me, Eckers included, realize and still must face the fact that the journey would be difficult indeed. However, they are also assured of the reward of God unto his servants who stay the course. This does not make it easy, only acceptable, without rancor or complaint, for among the ugly is always the wondrous beauty. This seemingly difficult journey is possible by the walking with me in our Father's service, and the legacy left to man in infinite history shall be greater than any imagined by mortal man. You are experiencing at the time of wondrous cycle change, when man can reclaim self and become perfection and whole in both spirit and body. This is the time of evolvement, no more, no less. All will be in perfect sequence, and that which appears to be out of sequence or not, all things shall be in their proper time. Opportunities abound. Each break must be taken as the jewel it represents. Even the delays in all-out war must be accepted and used to the fullest extent. Grasp whatever opportunity is offered in the holding of the economy, even if it be political. Note that the money changers even degrade holding of gold in their attempts to suck you back into the system and market. Your currency is being exchanged in a very subtle manner right before your eyes. Gold will advance, and for goodness sakes, when opportunity is present, take it if possible. Soon there will be no need for funding and participation within our working projects. Your investment will be completely covered at that time in all ways, even if gold drops to zero, and your assets will be guarded. It is still not a good idea to hold gold in great abundance for sales, just that which you can utilize, for you are not done with economic disaster. Even Mr. Clinton tells you that bluntly. He, after all, announced that he would break his economic policy word even before his inauguration. The major reason for the Somalian invasion was to gain control of that area. The Iranians were using the nation to infiltrate Islamic fundamentalists into the area. You are not set to experience your worst war with Iraq. Your enemy in that sector today is Iran. The hate building against Israel and the one world Antichrist order is boiling and shall overrun the cup. While you dink around in Iraq, Iran builds and builds and already has all that is necessary to blow the globe apart. While you witnessed with tears in the eyes a new king and queen being crowned, the other world seethed in hate and oath to bring you down. Even your observers are not saying that even, quote, if the hat Hillary wore was tacky, it made her look exactly like a queen. So be it, sleepyheads. I suggest you read very, very carefully that which we choose to offer in the Liberator, such as the governor's camp, Clinton-sponsored camp for training youth in the liberal ways of the protocols and one world order. We will bring you that which we have space for and effort to include more in the journals, but all we can do is offer. Journals. We are investigating possible alternatives as word is returned to us from many sources that we will not be offered the ability to be published through America West for longer. This is fine, for I hold no beam across any man's head. If ones feel they have been misused in some manner, it is not our wish to cause pain or lack of prosperity to any. I am told by ones who have received responses that say our publisher doesn't like what we print either. How can you walk with me if you cannot agree with who I am or that which I offer? We have other ones offering services and at lesser costing, so that we might well be able to offer the work at lesser expense to your readers. I don't have finalization, but I will not walk with ones who do not wish to walk with me. My scribe is still in massive jeopardy of actually going to federal prison on contempt of federal court order over those disagreements over the banned books, when she has absolutely no involvement in the matter. Does this not indicate that some do not walk with me? Many people are being hurt from these disagreements, and I wish to thrust disadvantage off on no one further. We shall simply take it one dreary step at a time, one day at a time, for the other tasks are even more urgent and important at this time of sequence flow. We are ready to put to print the very substance of life resources and an explanation of that which will give renewal to life physical in abundant good health and well-being. I cannot have such presentation held in arguments and court proceedings. God's word shall not be held hostage. We shall simply reproduce it as given, or give it again, and even more clearly, hopefully. You who have available and know the information offered in the 10 journals in point of controversy and banning will understand their value as we present the life renewal products and integrate them with the presence of God in light. Please hold the course until we can write that which will suffice in the absence of those Pleiades connections, and especially the one on AIDS, the last great plague. It is outdated, and especially the one on... It is outdated, for we can offer that which counters the virus every time in targeted counter-Pac-Man fashion. It is simply a renewal of a faulty immune system, further insulted by man-made crystalline viral fabrication. Will it heal or cure mankind? No, because most of mankind does not wish to be healed. He would rather badger and insult, degrade and ridicule according to his training. But for those of you who desire to counter the nasties thrust upon you, indeed you can use the tools and bring cells back into some measure of good balance, and certainly shore up that immune system which has failed you. Man will heal self, or he shall not be healed, under any circumstances, physically or spiritually. God's people will desire and heal selves. The adversary will effort to stop it. It is as old as the species of man, this action for control. God provides, the adversary steals away. But remember, God wins. So is it not about time, perhaps, that the winning begin to take some form of viable recognition? What better way than by allowing man to strengthen himself both spiritually and physically and grow beyond the adversary? So be it. Let us close, Dharma, as we have a meeting and several things needing to be done prior to same. Thank you, and may the light be given to shine upon you ones. It is there. All you need to do is accept it. Salu, hat on the standby.
Oh, thank you. We have all manner of responses. We have all manner of inquiry. I would like to just allow you to think just briefly. What do ones do? What do ones want? What would be gained? What literally from even this document that has been very carefully separated out and commented on? What is the intent? One would say, well, I have a right to be near God. Where is God? Well, I have a right to be included There was no intentional exclusion on this day. The decision actually was met with some irritation that there would be a meeting this day. There are ones visiting, and I like all ones to feel welcome and at home, because no one knows their contract with God. Now, what does a document like this do? What is wished from this? One's asked to be on a mailing list, or they ask to be called. Do we all go to Larry's place of business every time they have a meeting and demand entry? What makes this different? Do we go to someone's home and pound upon the door and say, I have a right to be here, and I'm going to blast you as the host, but you're going to have to let me in anyway, or I'm going to tell the entire world how bad you are? I will help spread it, you see. Good old Hatton will give equal hearing to every one. Karen, to Little Crow. This isn't about visiting or sitting in a room. You are to the end of a cycle. You are already going through the very change that will put you either into a higher frequency dimension or you will perish. You do not have a choice. The cycle is already upon you. It goes beyond any political aspirations of any man. Doesn't matter really who the Antichrist is, or even if there is one. It doesn't matter whether you do a rain dance or a toe dance. It doesn't matter whether you believe there are or are not serpent people, either reptilians or ones calling themselves serpent people, which are the Khazarians. It doesn't matter, because in the physical presentation, if you don't shape up and come within the laws of God, you will perish as a physical being. Now you have to understand the fundamental bottom line. And the harassment gets really irritating when one's demand and it's hard to understand what is it exactly they're demanding. We're not here to hurt brother. But I continue to say, I have no notion as to why, if you do not agree with me, why would you walk with me? Why would you not walk across the desert or the mountain or the meadow where you obviously enjoy walking. And certainly the answer would be, well, I have to hear God. I have to go in there where that nasty EJ is, who beats up on old women. Well, I'm sorry about that. I was incensed at the response, at the level of what the energy flow was that day. On the other hand, guess why EJ came? Because I summoned him. I have asked. I don't like having to just whisk Dorma out that door. If there was a quiet way just to go through this wall, we would just do that. Ours is not to offend anyone. And she never gets to participate. It's wonderful to hug and have and share a little bit of love. We understand the need for all ones, and Patricia needs that love more than anyone in your midst. And yet she's been asked over and over again to please refrain from this because of the stresses and the pressures. We have a mated couple. It's like Rod and Sandy. How can you absolutely abhor, hate, and attack one and not be attacking the other? So to deliberately in front of the other come to make explanation why you have been protecting this one? Protecting her from what? Oh, I always stand up for you. But that nasty SOB you're married to really annoys me. Well, I'm sorry, that nasty SOB and this one that works for me, work for me. Do we want to turn the meetings over to Patricia? Do we want to turn them over to Larry Sims? What do they want us to do? Disband the meeting? You better believe it. You better believe it, friends. Do they know that? No. They do not. They feel they've come to work with us. And God has delayed. And the assumption is God has denied. You don't have to have full opinion with me. But couldn't you run just a little bit of a risk? What will you lose with me? All ones are human until you pass that barrier. We are not going to stop our work. We are going to do this sort of thing less and less. But when we need to have these kinds of communication, this is the forum that we're going to handle it in. These ones don't have time for 14 meetings a week. This is our home. This is our place. You are our brothers. You are obviously here because you want to participate. I do not believe that any of you are here deliberately, knowingly to pull us down. And even if you were here to be a surveillance monster, what in the world are you going to spy on? We tell everything, obviously. We get bitched out about that too. Well, open. But I said we needed a meeting. Norma had no idea how badly we needed the meeting. Just let me quiet her back down the minute.
Okay.
John and Eleanor have just come in. Must not have got the word in time.
Welcome. They're a good example. When we just call a meeting for an afternoon when you're already into the morning, it's hard, and it's certainly all right, and you all have your weekends. It's not a command performance. But I've noticed this. Ones who really, truly are in service, effort to make the meetings, where else are you going to find out, even the nasty gossip? There are personalities that are quite difficult. There are belief systems which don't quite make the full loop. Ones have their own perceptive views of how things should be or what I deserve. I deserve this. And what I do is okay because it's just okay because I have decided it's okay. And we have personalities that can openly, literally convince themselves that whatever they are doing is correct. And that it's all right that they did whatever they did because they did it. And somehow I've justified that with whatever. Because certainly they have not justified any ill action, any ill intent with God. What does that mean? That means you hide from God. And in this very physical boundary, you justify or you excuse actions. And you certainly don't want to get caught. And ones have found themselves guilty of quite a few misdeeds and misconducts. And in many cases, all you can do is put down in your own defense of self, make the other one look pretty bad. And that somehow makes me look better. That never makes you look better. It makes you look far smaller. That doesn't mean that we either judge or cease to love these individuals. But there is a bad, bad misperception if ones think they have a right to come over here to the Liberator mailing room. And I'm a little incensed that ones think they have the right to come in and destroy the unity of the ones gathered here. And if that makes me not worthy of belief, then the intent was wrong in the first place. I am exactly who I claim to be. Norma is my speaker, simply a translator. And if you cannot believe that, then there is no point in your being here, because nothing is going to change. We have a job to do. Ones are welcome to come and listen. You're even welcome to go out there and prattle and bitch and moan and groan because you don't like it. I have a mission. I must do it. You're welcome to share it. No one will be forced to do anything. No one. And if you wish to toss your talents aside because you can't put up with God's people, because we're not quite holy enough to meet your perceptions, you better be looking at what it is you are defending and why you're defending it.
Excuse me, Commander.